Oh,
Hi.
hi, Karen.
Hi, guys.
I think we finally all got together. This is what, the third time we've tried to get together?
Yeah, it's been a lot. Sorry. Then I
No.
got really sick.
I know. We
Well,
had good excuses.
I messed up the first time. You had, a legitimate excuse. Mine was just technical.
Hey,
All right.
third try's a charm. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I'm just, I lost where once again. There we go. Okay. Ready. I was closing down all the background stuff, and then I didn't know where I put you guys.
Is
Yeah. You can come hang out.
I was just going to say, yeah, I don't know who your I don't met your children.
So Asher is very cheeky, but she's also very she doesn't like talking. Whereas Brody will come in and want to have an interview soon, I'm sure. She's just outside
No,
somewhere
oh, cool.
with her dad.
Well, I think this all started because we were emailing and there was a question, there was a story about Aaron
Yeah.
that Lizzie wanted to tell. So before we get started, I want to get clarification because I don't understand who lived where and who was close to who for a long time. Because I know like Angie and Amanda only have ever lived, really lived in Oregon. So they never really moved around. But I under like George's family, you guys moved a lot, right?
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Every 2 years until I was like nine, probably seven, actually.
yeah, was that hard on you as a kid moving a lot?
No.
No, it was normal.
Yeah, no, it wasn't hard. For me and Aaron, it was fine. But it says a lot about our personalities. And we had each other. Whereas James and Amy, really, it was hard for them.
Okay.
And they used to, it was always tears from them when we had to go.
From James.
Yeah, probably
I
from James
imagine
and
James
Amy.
bawling.
Yeah, you are there. Sorry, I was a child behind, right?
Okay, so tell me, so what time period are we talking about this? Okay, so are Lizzie and Karen, you guys are both close to the same age?
Yeah, we're only
Yeah.
a few apart.
Okay. And so at what age are we talking about that? So you guys both lived on where? On the East Coast somewhere?
My family, their family moved to Pennsylvania first. And then my family moved, I guess I was 5th grade, so 9 or 10.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
sounds about right.
And as soon as we moved to Washington, D.C. area, then we would start to go see them a lot in Pennsylvania. Yeah,
And
we would go to your guys's for, Christmas, and then you guys would come to us for the next holiday, and we kind of just went back and forth, didn't we?
yeah.
And then there were some summers when we first moved there that I would go stay for like a week. I think maybe my sisters came too, but I can't always remember if they were there. But I would go stay with you
Yeah.
guys because Karen and I got along very well, so we always wanted to get together. I can remember one Thanksgiving just crying because it snowed and we couldn't go, and I was so upset not to be able to see Karen.
Yeah,
Yeah, because we looked forward to that. We were BFFs.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys, so this wasn't just a holiday thing. It wasn't like a Christmas thing. I mean, you guys saw each other more often than that?
For a
As
little
much
bit.
as possible.
Yeah.
Sorry. So how far
Yeah.
apart were you guys? How long, I mean, were you hours apart or was, I don't,
3 hours? Yeah,
okay,
it
so
was
it was a
hours,
drive.
but I don't know if it was.
I want to say 5 hours, but that might be too much.
I didn't know it was that long. Could have been. I always fell asleep in car rides, so.
Okay. So you guys were BFFs and you're, so that you're, what did you, so you're in like, what did you say, 5th grade? So you're like 10, 11 at this time? Okay. And you guys would get together for holidays and hang out in the summer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And how does, so I'm trying to remember, I'd have to read the email that you sent me. So what was the story? I can't remember how it came up. Oh, it was because Karen said she made Aaron cry. Was that the story?
Yeah.
And then Lizzie said
Yeah.
something happened when she was staying over at your house,
Yeah.
like overnight kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So I always remember going, and like that family fascinated me because of Aaron and James. Like, we didn't have any boys, so they were scary to me and fascinating.
same times. And funny stuff would just happen. Like, I can totally remember. And I think I asked Amy this too, and she didn't remember. But there was one summer we were there, and Aaron just kept farting, and it was making Amy and James mad. So then every time he would do it, they would pick him up by his arms and legs, and they would go throw him in the pool. And I just remember being like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest place ever.
So were you legitimate, like, scared of James and Aaron just because they were boys and you weren't used to that?
Yeah. Not scared of them, but that they intimidated me because I wasn't used to being boys like that. And, you know, that, I mean, they're loud and they're boys, and I just wasn't used to that. So the stuff that they did, I think maybe I was always scared they were going to embarrass me, but they definitely intimidated me. So I remember one time Aaron did something. He might have just, like, done something to us one day. Karen and I were playing, and he might have gotten a fight with Karen, or I can't remember what happened, but I just remember waking up the next morning, and Aaron had left Karen and I little presents on the door. And it was, like, shocking to me because this is, like, this sensitive side of Aaron I've never seen before. And I was just, like, taken away. Like, oh, my gosh. It was so cool.
So you think, you think he did something and felt guilty for it and was, like, trying to apologize kind of thing?
Yeah, he was coming back and trying to be nice to us.
But you don't remember what he did?
No, I can't remember what he did. That was a long, long time ago.
Right.
But I can't remember the gift and thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did this. I just had never seen that side of him.
So you just, like, wake up in the morning and, like, you open the door and, like, there's, like, presents there?
Yeah.
And it says, like, to Lizzie and to Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, you big softy.
But they were. But
he's really, he's got that. He's got a soft side that, like, he does not show to people often. So it's always a big shock when it comes out. But he is a big softy.
So, well, it's really interesting because, I mean, I only have one brother, so I've only ever known boys. But Amy said the same thing about having girls. Like, she was legitimately worried about her girls. Like, if there's no boys around to toughen them up, like, what is that going to mean? And that's something that's never crossed my mind because I have a brother and I have two boys. Like, that's never been a thing. Maybe my boys could use some female influence. Maybe it would calm them down. I just, I'm always taking it for granted.
Well, one of them has a fan page with a girl as a manager, so that's good, right?
He's a character, let me tell you.
His podcast was fantastic. I loved it.
It was, oh my god. I wish you could have been there. Like, listening to it again, I was laughing listening to it, but it was hilarious in the moment because Amy was there and James was there, and we were all kind of, like, feeding off each other, and we were all asking questions and laughing. Like, it was 10 times funnier in the moment. It was hilarious. It was crazy.
I could tell. Like, he definitely has the personality where he can just get everyone in hysterics around him and keep it going.
He loved the attention too. Like, I think at one point I told Jim, like, you're not helping because, like, you're giving him all this positive reinforcement for all these things he's not supposed to be doing, but whatever.
Someone who starts a fan page definitely loves attention.
Well, the funny thing was, my wife and I got an email from the president, or not the president, the principal of the school. And she says, hey,
I thought you were going to say the president of his fan club.
I get an email from the principal and she says, hey, I just want to let you know. No, it said, we're doing elections around the school, like, you know, student body elections, and people are putting up posters, and Roland put up this poster. And then it was a PDF attachment. And I'm like, oh my God, what's this going to be? So, like, I double click on it and it says, it just says, I'm thinking it's going to be something inappropriate. Cause, like, why does the principal email you? Right. It's not like she sends you good things. So I open it up and it just says Roland Baker fan page. And then it has a URL that you have to type in. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, this is insane. So I go and I type it in and I look
at it.
It's
smart.
It's just pictures of him and girls and, like, links to his Instagram and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I had to email back the principal and I'm like, hey, is this a problem? Like, is it a problem at school? Do I need to have him take it down? She was like, no, it's not a problem yet. I just wanted to let you know, you know, cause he always makes us laugh. And I was like, okay, well, as long as he's not in trouble, like, that's all I care about. But yeah, it's, he was really proud of that for a while. So
So did he, like, was he in the elections?
No, it had nothing to do with the elections. I asked him, I'm like, are you...
He just used that as...
He was just putting posters up on the wall of his school, like, just to get, like, attention. It was like, all these other kids are getting attention because they're running for student body, so I'm going to put up a poster that just has, you know, pictures of me. I don't know, that's just the way his mind works, so...
Oh, that's hilarious. He's going to do so well in, like, the new world.
Of, I sure hope so. Yeah, he's a smart dude.
Online media.
So let me, Lizzie, so you had three sisters, or I'm sorry, two sisters. There was three of you. So was there any decision, was that part of your adoption process at all to have a boy and a girl, or did it just work out that way?
Oh, no, it just worked out that way. We just didn't want to have an only child as an adopted child. We wanted a sibling, but you don't, I mean, we didn't know what Becca was until we met her. So for JJ, we did know it was a boy, and everybody was really excited because, you know, we hadn't had a boy yet. So I was happy, but no, that didn't really play a factor in, except for, I was like, I don't know what to do with this little boy. And I still don't. There are moments.
Trust me, I've got a 16-year-old and I still haven't figured it out, but okay, so
hopefully he'll stop putting stuff up his nose by the time he's 16, though.
Yeah, seriously. Yes. Let's see.
I mean, peas and stuff and toys.
Right, yes. Let's hope he doesn't discover anything else to put up there.
So I don't know. What else should we talk about? I'm trying to remember what else we were emailing.
There was
about.
One Christmas that, like, I don't know if we emailed about this, but there was one Christmas that I got Aaron like a joke present. I was playing a prank on him because we didn't really get each other presents. And I wrapped it up and everything. It was just like a really lame pen or something. And then he went down to the shops and got me like a really thoughtful present. And it was under the Christmas tree, and I was like, oh crap, what do I do? Like, I was just joking. Like, he was going to open it and be like, oh, thanks, Karen. But then he got me this real thoughtful present. And, like, yeah, when he opened it on Christmas, he was just like, but I got him something really nice. I'm like, oh.
Was it like just a ballpoint pen out of the junk drawer kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
I'm like, great. I'm ruining him for, like, life. Like, poor Dana.
Best sister ever.
No, it's bad. It's bad. But yeah, what else were we emailing about?
I'm trying to remember. What other holidays did you guys spend together? Was it mostly Christmas?
The Christmas and Thanksgiving, really.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was the Easter, but I don't know if you were there, Karen. Did you come to the Easter Icon at Birdwood?
I went to Birdwood, but I can't remember if it was Easter or not.
There was an Easter egg hunt. We were all older, like maybe even college at this point, but we all went out to my parents' house in Woodstock, Virginia. And my mom hid Easter eggs with Sacagawea dollars. And there's pictures of us, like video, like photo stuff that's come up. There's pictures of us.
So you're all in college, like you're in your 20s and you're going on an Easter egg hunt? That's awesome. Yes. That's cool.
Well, we were hunting for money.
Yeah.
I definitely had been to Woodstock, and it was haunted, eh? Was it haunted?
Yeah, it was. There's a haunted story about it. Maybe I think a girl died in the pool or something.
Whoa.
And my mom kept this doll that I had when I was a little girl that's like the size of a toddler, but she kept it because, you know, she's always knitting sweaters, so she needed it for size. So that's like the size of a toddler. But she left it in the window of the upstairs room in like a rocking chair. I can't tell you how many times we went there. It was freaky. That doll looked like it was going to come to life.
That's terrifying.
With the horror stories of the past of that house. Yeah, there were. I can tell you, I stayed in that house a lot, but never would I do it by myself.
No, they definitely had a vibe. Like, I love that house. It was so gorgeous, but it definitely, like, you're like, I know I'm not here alone. Like, we're not here alone. There's something else here.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you find out that maybe somebody died in the pool?
There was a book written. So it was a really old house, like a Civil War era house. And
gorgeous.
Written about the town. And there was a story in the book about that I think is what happened. Somebody else might have to confirm that for you.
So what made you feel like you weren't alone, Karen? That's kind of crazy.
I don't know if it was just the preempting of the story, but yeah. When I was younger, I still have it kind of today, but when I was younger, I really just picked up on sort of vibes and stuff. And I used to get freaked out all the time when I was a kid. And because I could hear things and see things at night. And like, that's why my parents, I think, let me get a dog. But I would always like crawl into bed with mom and I'm terrified. And mom would be like, two sentences of hugging. And then she's like, okay, go back to bed. You're fine. Like, no,
wow.
There's out there. But yeah, so I don't know. That house just definitely really had a vibe. But it wasn't like a scary, mean vibe or anything. But there was definitely some spirits.
You think like
that
just
were still lingering.
Because it was an old house, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of had an old house vibe to it.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh.
Like the old man that built this house, he was definitely still here when we first moved in. And his wife built a house out the back of the property. Like the property is sectioned off and everything. So the whole family moved back there. And this was their homestead. Since forever, and he was still here, and he was really confused and pissed off when we moved in, and like all doors were slamming and stuff like that. And
is this guy still alive?
No, he's gone.
Okay, so you're saying he's passed away. You moved into this house, and
yes.
You feel his presence still in the house?
Not anymore. So Kieran and I talked about it like after the fact, because I was around a lot because I work from home. So I just talked to her and I would be like, hey, Mr. Burnett, really sorry. We will take care of your property, I promise. And like your family's out the back of your property now because it used to be 10 acres. So we only have like an acre and a half and the rest of them built house. I'm like, go be with your wife. It's okay. She's still okay. And I promise you we'll do right by you, whatever. So I kind of was like, you know, thought it was silly to say anything to Kieran, but months had passed. He had gone after like 3 weeks of us being here, and he probably got sick of me talking to him. And so he had gone.
Was his wife still alive living on the other part of the property?
Yeah.
Oh,
so she
I
still
see.
Lives out the back.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I was looking to Kieran about it. He's like, oh yeah, I talk to Mr. Burnett all the time. And he's like, he's gone now. I'm like, yeah, I know.
What the heck? That's crazy that you both had the same experience and you both talked to him.
Yeah. Amy had spirits in her last house, or a spirit of the guy who you built the place. And I believe Aaron and I used to see him. This was way back when Caitlin was a kid, and I was there a lot because I was back from Australia and I was helping her out. Okay. I was staying. She was letting me stay there. But I was helping out with Caitlin as well. And we would fall asleep by the fire in the lounge, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night. He'd just be there standing there. And then when I would wake up, he would just turn and like walk off. But Aaron saw him a couple times. I saw him a couple times.
What did
it wasn't
look like?
Oh, it was you could see a silhouette, and it wasn't like the typical, like how people either say like the tall, you know, Slenderman or the fedora hat. I think it's a fedora hat. Anyway, no, he was just a man, and he was just a presence that was still there. And he didn't like give off an angry vibe at all, but he was there and he was watching. And
wow.
And it was always when you wake up in the middle of the night, and then once you were awake, what's that?
You stayed there still? I would be gone.
Yeah. Amy never saw it, but she knew of him. But she's like, no, I'm not the person that would like see that kind of stuff. But Aaron and I did. But yeah, he wasn't menacing or angry. But it's weird. Like he was probably the only shadow man that I've ever seen, or ghost that I've ever like actually seen physically with my eyes. But yeah.
Maybe you're just really sensitive to that stuff. That's crazy. I've never heard that before.
If you ask my family, they just say I'm really sensitive.
That's true.
Like all around.
I think even your dad said that about you. Yes.
Yeah.
I got to run and take care of one thing with my kids. I'll be right back. Tell another story. I'll be back in 10 seconds.
Okay.
I wonder what Rob is doing.
Yeah. Calling off the banister. I can't believe that story. That's amazing.
He said I was trying to be Spider-Man.
Do you know if he was just trying to get down to like food or sneak out or play video games or?
I think they said he was trying to get downstairs to the like the tablet or internet.
That's awesome. Okay. I like to this day, Kieran still thinks it's so crazy how at our wedding, how like the us girls like snuck off to have cigarettes. He's like, you guys are adults and you're still like hiding from your parents. It's like, yeah, it was
told the whole family. Like,
we were just talking about at my wedding how us girls were all like huddled around the back of Lizzie's house, like smoking cigarettes, hiding from the parents.
Oh, what was it like? I think that was, I mean, that had to be the first time I met you, Karen. What was it like flying all the way or halfway around the world to have a wedding over here?
It was really cool. Like, and so Kieran and I were just going to get hitched and we were going to go to Mexico and just get hitched to Mexico. Why Mexico? I don't know. And Dad and James got wind of it and they both said, no, like, you're not, that's not going to happen. And then between my dad and your dad, Lizzie, like, they did so much work. They did like insane amount of work. They built stuff for the wedding. They like, Dad flew out so many times to hang out with Uncle Al to, yeah, just organize everything. And all we did was show up. Like, it was insane. And yeah, I can't even begin to describe how much.
That was a really fun wedding. It was really cool. Yeah. It was super laid back and it was just all family. Yeah. It was a good venue. Like, yeah, I had a lot of fun.
It was amazing being able to hang out like for a whole week with everyone as well. It wasn't just have a wedding and then you go, you know, disperse. Like, it was a family. It was a good excuse for a family reunion, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Like, normally a wedding, it's like, you know, you see your family for 3 or 4 hours and then you're done. But that was like, yeah, several days, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And Dad said, oh, Karen was great. She was so relaxed. And I'm like, yeah, but I was just listening to his last podcast. I'm like, yeah, but you did everything for me. Like, you did, like, we had not, like, we just showed up. Like, you don't, yeah, that was just insane. What
I remember hearing, he was even like your hair appointments and like, he did everything.
Yeah. And like, and everything was perfect.
Did he do that for Amy?
No, but Amy, both weddings were very particular. Like, she wanted things like, you know, a certain way. And yeah, Amy's just, she's really good at planning and doing all that stuff.
Do you think he did that for you because like he thought you didn't want to plan it or?
Yeah, probably. And he probably knows me. Like, he probably knows that I'm just kind of laid back, where I'm just like, I don't have the white wedding dream.
Yeah.
But I'm so thankful that James' dad and Al got wrangled into it and just said, no, like, you are having, you know, you're celebrating your love and it's a good thing. And we're going to do this whether you like it or not. Yeah. And then James and Aaron cried.
Yeah.
They did? I don't remember that.
Yeah. So they cried when like Kieran walks down. I think it was because they love Kieran so much. They just started like falling. I was like, holy crap, my brothers are crying. that was really sweet and really cute.
Yeah.
They're very unexpected. But yeah.
What do you think about Laura's wedding, Liz?
Aaron, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
Do you want to, you have something else to say about that? I don't want to interrupt.
Hey, Lyle, we've let everybody know that Aaron is this big softy. He's going to have to do his interview.
I know. I emailed him again. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he's listening. I think we can tell all his secrets.
Joel won't either.
I emailed him twice. just, yeah. And I don't think it's his thing. Actually, you know what? So there were two requests. One was to email Uncle, or to interview Uncle Al, and the other was to interview Kit. I had three requests to interview Kit, and I emailed him like three times and I never heard anything back. And then he finally emailed me like 3 weeks later and he was like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, and it was really cool to hear his interview.
Yeah. So I was kind of, I was kind of hoping he'd put pressure on Joel, but no, I don't think it's Joel's thing. So who knows?
Nah, Joel, yeah, I backtracked that when Joel's like, no, don't press me or I'll just back down even more. I'm like,
I think that's part of it, is he was like, he doesn't want to be pushed into it. So what,
Aaron's the same, like mom keeps asking him to propose to Dana. And I'm like, mom, you need to stop, because the more times you tell him, the more he is not going to do it. Just because you're telling him to do it. Yeah.
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 Do you think he'll do it?
I don't know. Like, Dana's amazing.
She's pretty great.
So much. Like, she is like an insanely amazing human being. And at the end of the day, I would love them to get married so that I have an excuse to come home. And if Dana wants a wedding, like, I think he should do it for her. Aaron, Dana, make sure Aaron's listening to this. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, like, it, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, they've got an amazing relationship, and that's what matters. But should celebrate it.
They've been going out for a long time. I'm trying to remember. She told me it's like 9 years, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're all waiting for another family reunion. So they've got, you know, Laura and Aaron were the last.
That's true.
And I'm really excited about Laura's. We're on 100% coming.
Yeah.
So are you free?
Say that again.
Whenever. Like, we will just come.
COVID restrictions gone, Karen? Are you free to leave?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. My internet was going funny. Yep. So that's all good. We can travel, and we don't have, at the moment, or for a while now, we don't have the worry about having to get stuck in the States or come back home and self-isolate for ages and stuff, which was, it was just too risky.
I think
it wasn't. But now that's all gone.
Laura was talking, what, next summer, I think?
July.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you got a while anyway. I mean, man, fingers crossed that things are better in 10 more months, man.
No, I hope so too. Yeah. I think it's my, but Rebecca is a year round student. So at least time off in the summer is July.
Did you listen to Laura's interview?
Yes.
What did you think about her talking about her wedding?
I don't know. I thought it was interesting just to hear her point of view.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, spacey. It like had no idea people would be upset.
It was so funny. I love your sister, but yeah, that interview was just crazy. She was like, I don't know why everybody's all worried about this. It's not that big a deal. Like, really? Like, all right, it's just a wedding. Like, all right.
Oh. I got it completely. I was like, that's how Karen and I were. We're like, oh, we'll just get hitched. It doesn't matter. No one will care.
Yeah. Well, Zoom is informing we have 8 minutes where it's going to cut us off. Is there anything else we need to discuss before it cuts us off and we lose it? I think we got most of it.
Any other stories?
I'm curious, Liz, do you have any, what are your memories of James and Aaron? You said they were intimidating. So like going over to their house, like what was it that they did that was intimidating?
Well, I think just being a 9-year-old girl and then going and staying at this house with these boys that are just everywhere all of a sudden, I like I said, I felt like I had to watch myself, because if I got too close or they embarrassed me or do something, I just never knew what to do.
What were you worried about? They were in and embarrass you. Like, what does that mean?
No, I think maybe just they gave me anxiety. So they scared me.
Do they still give you anxiety?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough. That sounds about right.
Don't get me wrong. It's not that. I think it's just not to being around that. It's kind of like, whoa, this is new.
Yeah.
I remember like loving, I absolutely loved going there. It was so much fun. All of it was fun. I mean, Karen and I would disappear and just play for hours and hours and hours with
the
whole family interaction of this big family in it. I don't know. I think somebody described your family.
We just lock ourselves away. Yeah, like I think we both felt the anxiety. It was easier to just lock ourselves in rooms.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Zoom's going to cut us off. Maybe this is a good stopping point. I appreciate you guys, girls, taking the time to get together and tell stories and out Aaron and James, I suppose.
Yeah.
I hope they don't hate me.
We appreciate you. Aaron won't listen anyway, so don't worry.
Who's more likely to listen, James or Aaron, you think?
Probably James.
You think so? James didn't even know what a podcast was. He was like, I don't, anyway, it was funny. We were discussing it, so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's been so interesting hearing everyone's episodes, because you just learn so much that you wouldn't just on a daily hangout or at a family reunion. Like, it actually dives in that much deeper, and it's really cool. And the kids' podcasts have been amazing too. Like, they're so super cute.
Yeah, that came together like on a whim. We weren't quite as prepared for the kid ones, but they were pretty funny. So,
are you enjoying it?
I think they were perfect.
Sorry, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. It takes a lot of work to put together and like coordinate people and, you know, get them to sit down.
So much work.
It takes time. So, but yeah, no, it's been fun. So I think we're getting to the end. So we'll see.
Well, we appreciate
it. Are you going to do, so much, like insanely. Are you going to do a full story about yourself?
I don't know.
Are you going to interview yourself?
Do you think I should interview myself?
Yeah.
I can't interview myself.
Okay, well.
You could have.
Angie will interview you.
Who?
Angie or one of the boys.
We could. We could do that. I'll talk to my wife.
You should get Gabe to interview you.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. You think I should have Gabe do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that would be hilarious.
Okay. All right. Good deal.